I am Lyle Gorenstein, a member of the Division of Cardiothoracic Surgery at New York Presbyterian Hospital and the Director of Minimally Invasive Thoracic Surgery. Pectus excavatum is a deformity of the chest wall which impacts approximately 1 in 100,000 children. The deformity is usually found at birth and increases as the child grows. Sometimes the deformity may not become obvious until 5 or 6 years of age. Frequently, the deformity will increase in severity as the child grows. The exact cause of pectus excavatum is not known. However, it does occur because of a differential rate of growth of the cartilages of the lower ribs. Frequently, children are minimally symptomatic until they get into either early adolescence or early teenager. And at that point, they often complain of symptoms such as fatigability, shortness of breath, or occasionally exertional chest pain. When children have a significant pectus deformity, they often find that when compared to their peers, they just can't seem to exert themselves to the same extent. Now, many children will be able to participate in all forms of athletic activity. However, they usually find that with significant stress, they often fatigue quicker than their peers. And that becomes obvious when children are either participating in track and field activities, basketball, baseball, etc. And they just can't continue to exert themselves to the same extent as their friends. Pectus deformity also results in a significant cosmetic deformity, as these children or young adults have a sunken chest and are often quite embarrassed by its appearance. Associated with pectus deformity are a variety of cardiac anomalies such as Marfan syndrome, mitral valve prolapse, or other intracardiac phenomena, as well as some chest wall anomalies. But the diagnosis is readily apparent based on its visual appearance and can be confirmed with a CAT scan of the chest. In children or young adults who are being considered for surgical intervention, a echocardiogram and an exercise stress test is performed prior to considering surgical repair. For many years, the commonly performed operation was known as a ravage repair. The ravage repair has been used successfully for many years to correct pectus excavatum. However, it required a relatively large incision, and there was a significant amount of postoperative pain associated with the procedure, and it often took children or teenagers several months to recover from the operation. Approximately 20 years ago, a minimally invasive technique was developed, which entails placing a preformed bar beneath the sternum through very small incisions, and this facilitates correction of the pectus deformity. The operation is called the NUS procedure, and it's recommended for teenagers and young adults who have a moderate deformity, which is defined as a Haller index greater than 3.5, who have symptoms from their pectus excavatum, and when the deformity is relatively symmetric or mildly asymmetric. Through two small incisions and the use of a thoracoscope, which is placed into the chest cavity, a bar is placed beneath the sternum and then bent to the correct shape to reform the chest deformity and result in a more normal and more functional sternum. The long-term results of the nest repair are excellent, both from a cosmetic and from a functional standpoint. The pediatric surgeons at New York Presbyterian have been performing this operation for many years, and over the past 2 years, we have developed a adult minimally invasive pectus center, which has allowed us to offer this procedure to older individuals who perhaps for a variety of reasons chose not to have this done when they were teenagers. To date, we have been able to correct the deformity in patients who are in their mid-20s to early 30s, and in fact, currently have several patients well above the commonly performed age of repair up into their 50s who have successfully undergone minimally invasive correction of a pectus deformity.